Hey everybody, welcome to The Independent Mouth. I'm your host, Anthony, and today we have another amazing show, tons of information. I want to thank everybody, but listen. Today, you've got to go check out the Aubrey Logan interview that I did, right? She's a jazz singer. She's known around the world. Amazing interview. You guys will enjoy that. It is tons of fun. Supernatural conversation. And we had a lot of laughs. Plus, you'll get to learn a lot about her. And it will be one of those interviews that just kind of leaves you smiling for the rest of the day. All right. A lot of fun, a lot of great energy, and definitely a lot of stuff that helped us learn about her and myself. But you guys know everything about me already. So it's not like it's not like on those interviews you guys are digging in to find out about me. You hear enough of me throughout the week. But we got a ton of news. So I wanted to clear up some of the news that people are hearing. Now, I did just get verification, right? Because we heard that if you get the vaccine and you put a magnet to your arm, that it sticks. I just got confirmation from someone back in New York who got the vaccine. They had gotten their vaccine not today, not yesterday, not within the last 48, 72, probably even 100 hours. And a magnet sticks to their arm at the point of where they were stuck. So what does that mean? Does that mean that there's a chip in there? Probably. Whatever metals were in there that's making a magnet stick to your skin, that's pretty scary. So just as food for thought for yourself, that was actually confirmed by a human being back in New York in a stream of friends that I've had ever since childhood. Now, maybe the person lied. Maybe they did. But if you can prove that they lied, please send that footage to me if you can prove that they lied. I am not getting the vaccine. I've said it before. There's no point to get the vaccine. If you got the vaccine, so just think about this logically. If 50% of the world got the vaccine, then technically the other 50% doesn't have to, because the vaccine works for you, right? And all the people that are that scared, the vaccine would work for, right? Okay. I just wanted to clear that up. So if you get it, you should be okay. But it does not mean that other people have to get it if they don't want to. Okay, so I just wanted to clear that up quickly for people that is a real thing that has come back, and maybe somebody's lying, but I would tend to think that these people are not lying. Okay, so I just wanted to give that information over to everybody and kind of go over there. So I've done some interviews. Some of them were a lot of fun. Some of them are kind of, you know, yeah. But the interviews that I was on, guest appearances, right? It's making the rounds. So for the people who are out there that are like, oh, you know, we don't want to hear the same thing all the time, don't even trip, okay? The interviews are going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be changing that. I'm working on something right now for everyone's knowledge to help promote businesses and podcasts, advertising, all of that stuff. And it's not limited to, right? So if you're a small business and you want to advertise on a list of, you know, a group of podcasts and have your business heard across the way, then let me know. But I'm going to start rolling that stuff out pretty soon. But let's get into all the news that we have right now. Let's start with something that's kind of near and dear to everyone's heart. So we've heard of violence happening in these cities, right? And this is real. This is stuff that's real for people. This is stuff that really hurts people because your kids are there, right? So if your kids are going to school, you want the safest environment that you can possibly have. Let me read off some of the major cities, and you can make that determination of whether or not how comfortable this makes you feel on the increase of murder rates. This is not just robberies. This is straight up murder rates in these cities. All of them are Democratic run cities, right? But Anthony, they're major cities. We're going to see this. No. Crime's supposed to be going down. Murder is supposed to be going down. If you are justifying an increase in murder in a city, you are part of the problem. Okay? Let's read these off. Philly up 40%. Minnesota up 56%. Portland 800%. New York City 22%. Chicago 22%. LA 27%. DC 35%. Those are really big numbers. Like, really big numbers. Oh, and by the way, the guy that was in charge of coordinating the Capitol riots, who, right, his name was John. He had the Discord channel. Remember, he was in charge of the BLM and Antifa coordinated efforts on the Capitol riots. He had his own little Discord channel. Yeah, he got caught selling leaks to the news and they ran with it. False information-based leaks to the news and the news ran with it. How fun is that? On this show, we've been talking about this for how long? Right? We've been telling you for a long time, please, please, please do not believe some of the things that you're hearing. You're going to hear different things later on down the road. Just let it sit. Well, they couldn't let it sit. It won't sit. We're now seeing it more and more as the days go by. You're just seeing more and more. Okay? That's really crazy. The murder rates, the crime, it's not going down. Does anybody remember New York City in the 80s, right? If you haven't, I really highly suggest, if you have not, go watch The Sons of Sam on Netflix. Because the son of Sam, who everybody thought was one person who was committing these murders, was actually a cultish group that also involved Charles Manson that was involved in this group. It was like a satanic group, started off kind of like as some kids. Anyway, got super out of hand. Ideologies were kind of crazy. And they went around and coordinated murders. Some people were in the same places, some people were not, but essentially, it didn't matter because it was all for the quote-unquote good of one, right? I really think that you guys should go see that because if you look the way that New York City was, broken down, beat up, and then Giuliani went in and he changed New York City around, he actually saved New York City. New York City just would have been a landfill dump full of a bunch of high-rises, kind of like the way LA is. I'm really not sorry about that at all. LA is a trash bucket. It's got nice weather. It is the nicest dumpster fire I've ever seen in my entire life. The best weather at a dumpster fire ever, which is LA. LA is disgusting. Not because of the people, because of the leadership. It could be an amazing and beautiful city, but it's not. It's disgusting. Now, The judge orders Newsom to pay $1.35 million for discriminatory church lockdowns. Remember? It was okay to ban your faith while he ate at the French Laundry. It was okay for you to be stuck in your home while him, Whitmer, Cuomo, and others traveled on jets, right, to different locations. Kerry's really quiet too, huh, climate czar? Super quiet after he got in trouble. He got slapped and realized that people are onto his bullshit. Super quiet in the news, isn't he? It's not going to stay quiet for long, just so you know. Now, check this out. Wisconsin banned all types of ballot harvesting. Why does that come out now? Right? Anthony, it makes no sense. Why does that come out now, 7 months later? Why does that come out now? New Hampshire auditors find a major problem, 28% of test ballots for GOP candidates. Gone. Not able to be found. Didn't we say this stuff months ago? That things weren't right, the numbers weren't right? I do believe I was here on my pedestal screaming about it. Now I'm going to read you this one because this is right in the face of everything that's going on. Arizona Secretary of State stripped of duties after criticizing election audit by Arizona House of Representatives. Power has been transferred to the Attorney General until the end of 2023 fiscal year. Katie Hobbs, gone. Gone. Criticizing the audit. Doesn't want to see it. So here's a stat in Maricopa County alone, which is going to blow your mind. When I yelled months ago that the numbers don't make sense, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. We have to get better numbers. This is not making sense, right? 200,000 ballots went to adjudication in Maricopa County alone. So let me give you an example. If there's a million people and 200,000 people go, that's 20%. We're okay with that. So you're telling me 20% of ballots that came in needed to be adjudicated. 99% of that 200,000 that went to adjudication got changed. Does it not sink in? Are you having a problem with this? If you're a new listener and you haven't heard me say this before, can you please explain to me what the problem is? Yes, I will explain to you what the problem is. Adjudication means maybe, while someone was grabbing a ballot, it got torn. Maybe the machine you circled super far outside the lines and it the machine was like, I can't read this, right? Maybe you used the wrong pen. So we want to really believe in Maricopa County, right? Old people too. They've been voting for like 60 years. You think they don't know how to vote? Right? Let me just think about it. You think they don't know the process of filling out a ballot? 20% had to be adjudicated? Trump only lost by minimal votes. This isn't about Trump or Biden. This is about the process. It's broken on purpose. So check this out. Instead of fixing, right? I'll explain to you. This is going to go into my point. Okay, so stick with me. So they're pumping out, we'll give you fast food. We'll buy you lotto tickets. Go get the vaccine. We're going to enrich your life. Actually, we're going to pick five people who decided to go get the vaccine. We're going to pick those five people. And then what we're going to do is we're going to give $1 million to a random five people for getting the vaccine. Real quick question, turds. Why didn't you do that for obesity? To get the country healthier again? Why don't you do it there? No. But you'll give $1 million for someone to go get the vaccine to continue that lie. No? We don't think so? Man, you wouldn't do that for obesity. Right? You wouldn't put promotions out there to make people eat healthy, would you? No? All right, let me get back to my point. When there's a lotto winner, multiple lotto winners. Do you guys remember? I think it was like 6-7 years ago. Huge lotto, huge Mega Millions pot. I think it was like somebody in Pennsylvania, or there was one in Pennsylvania, I think, and one in don't know, maybe Wisconsin, something. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. There was like four people who won. And they knew instantly what store in what city, in what state, specific location of where that ticket was sold and who the winner was. But you can't figure out ballots voting for the president of the United States or the governor or the mayor or the city council or secretaries of state? I just want to be really, I'm asking a question, right? I want to ask that question. So we're saying that we can't get elections right, but we can parse four or five winners of a Mega Millions lotto ticket down to the exact location and or person who sold the ticket. So I just digest that for a second. You know, maybe even sit back, a little sip of coffee. Maybe that helps you understand. All right, let's back off of that a little bit, right? Everyone's like, ah, man, Anthony, you go really hard on that. Let's go. Blah, 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 blah. So what happened? What happened? Judge dismisses indictment against former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. He cites presidential pardon. We all knew that was coming. China, we clearly have a new Cold War, Senate GOP leaders discuss at a press conference. We knew that already. Ireland rejected Biden's global tax plan and will keep its 12.5% rate. He wants people to pay more and more and more. Ooh, check this out. Corruption confessions in China surge ahead of the party's Congress. 16,000 comrades have turned themselves in, apparently an effort to demonstrate President Xi Jinping's authority throughout the Communist Party. Fact-checking is becoming a bigger problem than fake news? Maybe. It's already been. It absolutely already been. You know what's really funny about that is that the Washington Post suddenly goes full throttle in reverse, but leaves out all the contradictory indicators in their timeline that supports the Wuhan lab theory during the 2020. Now think about that. They left out key facts again. The Washington Post, owned by Bezos. Not reputable. Hasn't been reputable in a very, very long time. Saudi Arabia blocking airspace for flights from Israel. It's protecting themselves not to be involved. And then Netanyahu thanks the U.S. for replenishment of the Iron Dome rocket arsenal while he's talking with Secretary Blinken. But here's the really important thing. Whistleblowers expose and accuse Facebook of profiling users based on vaccine hesitancy. Limits the reach of posts of such identified users. So remember what we said before. They won't promote the country actually being healthy. Right? But they'll damage your way of life. They'll damage your ability to monetize yourself on the information that you promote as a content creator. But you can't say whether or not you want to get the vaccine. So if you go against that, you get a score. Your score raises to a certain level. They kick you off. They ban you. They get rid of you. But in that process, they're throttling your account the entire time. Now what? You didn't think that suppression was real, did you? That just goes to show you. That's an algorithm in the back end that you don't see. And guess what? They never actually made it public until the information was released without their consent. What does that tell you? You know what? Let's go on to something else real quick. Because remember, no, there's nothing with the Clintons and there's nothing with Ghislaine Maxwell or Epstein. Well, that's not true. The Clintons are still being investigated for their foundations and possible ties into human trafficking. That is true. Maxwell proposes the disclosure of victims and unindicted co-conspirators by September 27th, many weeks before the trial. Ah, when does a bird sing? Right? I would say, when does a bird sing about all of this? The birds are singing in Facebook. Maxwell is singing. Did anybody hear John Cena? The fucking tool that he is? Anyone? No? Apologizing to China? Why? What did you say? You called Taiwan a country? Taiwan has independence from China. Does anybody remember what Pompeo did before they left? Exactly. So why is Cena using his platform to go apologize for no reason, or a reason that no one can actually truly comprehend, because it makes no sense? No? That's not sinking in? Man. You guys got to stay up on this. This is why I do this. Check this out. Iran temporarily bans mining of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin amid electricity blackouts in major cities. Remember what China said? Remember Elon Musk saying that he's not going to accept the payments? He wants to reconsider the effects. Guys, cryptocurrency does tons on, you know, with electricity, with all the mining and the way that you actually generate all this stuff. It's pretty bad. It doesn't mean that it's bad overall, right? You can swap that. There's ways to make it better overall. But let me just tell you one thing. If one person could go on social media or the news and completely upend a market and those stocks, we're in a really bad place. So it no longer has to do with the validity of the company or the validity of the product that the company sells or the space in which they share and coexist. That doesn't matter anymore, I guess, right? Now, it's so volatile that if someone makes a comment, you could lose your life savings. Yes, no? Right? Buy the dips. You need to buy the dips. They're short selling things on purpose. You're only getting the information after it's already been disclosed. You're not getting anything brand new, but you can buy the dips. That's what I would advise you to do. We've got one more little fun fact. If you weren't believing the corruption that takes place overall, I'm not saying every single person in every place is always corrupt, but check this out. Pennsylvania County faults coding error after voting machine did not show Republican ballots. A Pennsylvania County faulted a coding error this week after Republican and nonpartisan voters were dismayed to see only Democratic ballots available as they tried to participate in a slew of local elections. So there's only Democratic ballots. Okay. Guys, this essentially, if you run a business, that what's happening is money laundering on a global scale. The trafficking is human currency, right? So human trafficking equals human currency, and they launder those people from country to country, business to business, person to person, power to power. They do the same thing with actual money. So they send 735 million dollars or billion dollars to a country. That country funds terrorism, funds oil, funds electricity, whatever the hell, right? And none of it actually comes back, interest or not, actually comes back to benefiting the USA. But now we have a debt that's never going to be repaid and is on the American taxpayer to always go and go and go and go and give more, get more, give more, get more, give more, get more. It's a crazy cycle, isn't it? I always thought the American dream, or just being an American, meant that you have the freedom, right? You had the ability. If you didn't want to work a 9-to-5 job, you could go make whatever type of life, world, and be whatever you want to be. You can't do that now. If you don't play the games that they tell you to play, you can't make any money. If you speak out against those because you don't believe in it, you get silenced. Therefore, you can't make any money. Online bullied, shamed, chastised because you believe differently. Not fair. I always ask those questions because I look at it. The more and more, right? The more and more we see this, the more and more we begin to question the validity of a lot of different things. Now, you could believe in Q stuff. You could believe that it doesn't exist. I don't really care. I don't. Because I look at all the information, not just one thing or the next. This is not, in my opinion, what's taking place now, today, in this world, is influence. It is no longer that you want to do something because you're attracted to it. It's because it's promoted, but it's the only promotion that you have. And you think you have a ton of options. You have a ton of options to shut off the ability to listen to other people, but you don't have a ton of options to choose from. Let me say that again. You have a ton of options to shut off other people and not listen to them, but you don't actually have a ton of options to choose from. Right? You can almost attribute that to so many different things. You can stop listening to somebody in the snap of a finger. But what options do you have to go and search information about the things that you want to search on? Most people don't even know what their options are. They think it's one. They think it's Google. Most people think, oh, I've been on this social media. It's the only social media. Not true. Why won't the other ones come up and make it? Because they can't. The other places absorb them or disrupt them as quickly as possible. So now what? Well, now you got a bunch of pissed off people that have had their lives affected by the pandemic, by social media, by people out there who really don't have their best interest at hand. Yet, now they're pissed off. Now they know where to look. Now they know what to look for. Now they know who to look at. Don't get it twisted. There's a lot of stuff in the mix. What I am going to be working on is talking with real military personnel and finding out different things that are taking place and also how we can protect ourselves. I hope to have some of those interviews to come up as well. I still have a ton of interviews that are coming out. This is going to be pretty funny. Now, listen, this is some breaking news right now. Mike Lindell has private investigators on Brian Kemp and Doug Ducey in Georgia. Private investigators. He wasn't allowed into the GOP governor's convention in Georgia. He was locked out. Kemp doesn't want to talk to him. Which is fine. We all knew that was going to happen, right? So they push and they push and they push all this stuff on everybody. Right? Makes you think. That's all I want to do is make you think. I want you to understand why and what has taken place and what is going on. I'm telling you, I think there's a lot of things that are happening behind the scenes right now. And I think a lot of people are absolutely understanding what is actually taking place, guys. Your liberties are at stake. You are, in fact, being used as test subjects with a vaccine that isn't necessarily a vaccine. Real quick question, like I said in the beginning, if you get vaccinated, why the hell do you care if I don't or not? If it works. Maybe it didn't work. It's a really tough question. Because when you're forced to believe certain things and then you find out those things are not correct or right, or you've been misled, your feelings are hurt. You're hurt. You don't want to make it seem like you don't know what you're talking about. Welcome to 2021, where the government makes you a clown, just like them. Fight back, get in the mix, do your own research. That's all that I've ever been saying from this show. Do your own research. This country, if you care, is and always will be the greatest country as long as we protect it to be so. But it takes work. Get out there, vote at your schools, vote for who you want representation in your community, stand up to the boards, town halls, all of it. You got to actually put time in, guys. You trusted people. Never, ever in my life am I going to look at a sports star or a politician as God himself. Never going to happen, dude. Never. Never will. Never has. Never. I advise you to do the same thing. Take them with a grain of salt, dude. You got an agenda. You want them to do something. You vote for them to do that. They get in office. You vote them in office. They need to keep up with the promises. Promises kept. That's all we care about now. Too many promises get floated out there. We got so conditioned on politicians not telling us the truth and lying that it didn't even bother us anymore. And now look at what we face. You get complacent on stuff like that, you deserve what you get. But some people still want to fight out there because people really didn't know. And there's some of us that will fight out there because we really just want to make the world a better place. And I think that that's admirable for those people who want to do that. I also think that it's extremely important that you really take a good look at your kids and try to understand what kind of world you want them to grow up in. Because the one we're heading towards right now with canceling everybody, no one can have a conversation. There's no respect, no conflict resolution. There's no ability to have a difference of opinions. That's not my world. So we can either fight for it or you let them take it. And I'll tell you right now, if you let them take it, it's going to be a bitch to get it back. It's why we survived for as long as we did as Americans and as the country of America. And this is not being dramatic. It's not being overboard. It's not steering people in the wrong direction. It's real simple, guys. You need to take care of your house first. Stop taking the projection. Stop taking the thought process of not in my backyard. If it's not happening to me, it doesn't affect me. Because guess what? The second it lands in your backyard, you're done. Done. And then you're begging. And then you're screaming, crying, and clawing for people to help you and listen and understand. Yet, you wouldn't do that in the very beginning. It's a lesson learned for everyone. get out there, contribute to your community, contribute to your family, contribute to your country in any way that you can, in any way that you see fit. Guys, I am your host, Anthony, and you've been listening to The Independent Mouth. We will see you at the next show. Thanks for listening, guys.